Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KC Johnson.
Kobe White pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mullin Haw.
Boss.
On 670 The Score.
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to our guy, KC Johnson, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo. Your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. KC, good morning. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
I mean, there seems to be a lot going on. First of all, the big trade, even before the Zach trade, that one was an absolute stunner. Did it catch you as unaware as it caught the rest of the NBA?
Oh yeah, I mean the way everyone's describing it is it's one of those rare moments where you were kind of are always going to say you remember where you were when it crossed your screen, right? It's just the only thing I can equate it to in recent memory is and it's not an apples to apples comparison because he was a free agent was when Kevin Durant left OKC for Golden State, and not so much that he left OKC, but just that he picked the Warriors. I mean that was another holy cow moment. You know, I was talking with players in the pregame locker room last night. I mean, they were everyone was just in shock about it. And Lonzo and I were talking about how very little shocks us in the NBA. You think you've seen everything, but that shocked everybody. And obviously a trade for all time that will be talked about for all time.
And then a day later, I don't think there was the shock value, but certainly maybe a level of surprise that finally the Bulls did declare what direction they're headed. They did pick a lane, KC. We've been talking about it for a very long time. They decided to trade Zach LaVine to the Kings. They get their pick back. There's no protection on it. It's free and clear. Now they have to roll the dice, and they hope and luck are their plans. What was your interpretation of the Zach trade and what they got in return?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all, anyone who's been around the team has been preparing people for the fact that the return is going to be not probably of equal value, but it's going to be a declaration of what you said, taking a direction. I mean, they kind of started to move towards trying to compete move away from trying to compete with the DeMar DeRozan, Alex Caruso trades, but they were still kind of in the middle because obviously you've got four all-star appearances between Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic still on the court, and both of them having a very strong season. So this is a declaration that they're all in, and I'm told that they're trying not to be done. I mean, obviously, there's no guarantee they're going to get anything else done between now and Thursday, but they're trying. So they are all in, and as you said, you know, they're going to keep they have control of their future in terms of their draft picks, and they're starting to get a few assets. I mean, they've got to get more, and they've got to draft right. That's going to put a premium on drafting right, but it's going to be, you know, rebuilds are not fun. I've covered a couple of them, and this one will be probably pretty bumpy and painful, but you've seen some growth from guys like, you know, Matis Muzelis and others. And Patrick Williams has played better since he moved to the bench. So we'll see where this goes. But buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride at times. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you would grade the trade, but it feels like the Spurs won it. And it feels like Sacramento, it will be interesting to see the reunion of DeMar DeRozan and Zach. And with the Bulls, it just feels like they have declared a lane. And I don't know if that gets a good grade or not.
Yeah, I've actually never been big into immediate grades or grades of trades. I think these things take time to play out. What I always look at trades at is, like, does it make – can you see the logic from each team's perspective? And in this one, I think you can from all three. Whereas in contrast to that, like the Dallas Lakers one, I don't really see the logic from the Dallas standpoint. I just don't. It's exactly, you're not going to get equal value back for Zach LaVine. I always said, and I've been very clear throughout that I personally think I would not have traded Zach LaVine. He's going to be 30 in March. He's still athletic for another 5-6 years. Develop your young players more, draft better, and build around Zach LaVine. I mean, I'm in the minority there, but I've made my feelings known on that all along. I think basically what you're doing is trying to get a player who's going to be as good as Zach LaVine. He was an elite offensive player here, but the fact that they have declared a direction and own the control of their future is a positive sign. And like I said, now you put a premium on drafting. They've got a draft right. And, you've seen some growth from their first round pick of late in Matis, and you need to keep doing that hit after hit in the draft moving forward.
Well, Casey, we're in the minority together because I believe, as you do, and I think that Zach LaVine's one of the more unappreciated players in Chicago over the last decade. But moving forward, now that we look at this future that the Bulls have is kind of uncertain, how would you assess what this does to the job security of AK and maybe even Billy Donovan, who wanted no part of a rebuild in Oklahoma City, and now he's in the midst of one in Chicago? So regardless of what the media thinks of this deal, what does ownership think of this deal and what it does to the job security of both those guys?
Well, I mean, obviously ownership has to sign off on the deal, and they do have more financial flexibility now, and like I said, they control their draft assets now, and those are things that is historically ownership has valued and favored. So I'm sure ownership is, I haven't talked to ownership, but my sense is it would be that they're pleased with this move. And also just because, I've maintained all along, I've reported this, I've said this, like, ownership was always like, you guys have the freedom to do what you want to do, but just get out of the middle. And obviously they had a long run where they're trying to compete, and they only got one playoff series and two play-in appearances out of it. But they were still in the middle this season. They're not going to be in the middle anymore. And so in that sense, my educated guess would be that ownership is strongly in favor of this deal because they are going to bottom out here. And they're going to have high draft picks, likely for the next 1 to 2 seasons, and or draft assets to make more moves to maybe get you out of the rebuild faster. So and have financial savings in the meantime. So my sense is ownership would be very pleased with this deal. And then the ripple effect of that would be that, management has picked a lane, and that's what ownership wanted. So my sense is that management would be fine. As far as Billy Donovan, that's a question that all of us are going to be asking him the next time we have access because, he has downplayed that I didn't want to be part of a rebuild logic before. I mean, that was kind of like, he never said that. That was kind of like inferred or assumed from the departure in OKC. There's some behind the scenes stuff there that I don't know fully the details of that led to that, mostly amicable exit. So, Billy's done a good job this season managing, to me, the young players, and he's going to have that on his plate moving forward. But yes, that's a question I'll certainly, and we all will certainly be asking Billy Donovan in the coming days.
You mentioned the Mavericks trading Luka. He's 25 years old, and he's kind of entering, the guy went to the finals, and he's kind of now entering what will be the best part of his career. I get it. He's kind of semi-svelte. Maybe he doesn't take things that seriously. The money's going to go up significantly with a Supermax deal a year from now. But what information don't we know that really has steered this ship? I can't understand why they have traded the guy at his age and that point in his career. I just find it really difficult to figure out unless there's information there that we haven't been told. It's just weird that it's been so secretive that they did this thing. And by the way, no way LeBron knew. How could he possibly have known? Help.
Yeah, well, let's tackle that from a few different ways. So first of all, the secretive nature to it, it's easy to deduce what happened there. I mean, Nico Harrison, longtime Nike shoe rep for Kobe, many, many people with the Lakers. Rob Pelinka used to be Kobe's agent. So Nico and Rob Pelinka have been really tight for like a long time. So my sense is that they were negotiating quietly, just given the strength of their relationship for weeks, you know. So that's the first aspect. The other thing I would say is I don't like speculating on stuff I don't report out myself. So I'll just say the only thing I've heard that I've reported myself is, well, it's not even a report, but just one thing that someone told me directly that has knowledge of the situation that adds some context to it is the person told me, like, no way this would have happened if Mark Cuban was still majority owner. Because, you know, that was interesting to me because, you know, Mark Cuban loved loyalty, loved faces of franchise. And then you move from the 21-year run of Dirk Nowitzki to lucking into Luka Doncic in the draft and the draft day trade. And, you know, Cuban loves that kind of stuff. So, like, my sense is that if Cuban was still a majority owner, you know, you'd have a statue of Luka Doncic outside the Mavericks arena in 15, 16 years. So that's the only thing I would say directly. And then lastly, the only thing I would infer, this is me talking to some people just loosely associated with it, but not even reporting it, but just kind of what I'm reading and deducing. If you infer some of the things that Nico Harrison is saying, it certainly sounds like they had strong inklings that Luka was not even sure he would re-sign there or would re-sign the Supermax and then ask out. And if you're committing that much money to somebody and he's not all fully in, you got to get out in front of that. So in that regard, I guess it makes a little bit of sense. But,
boy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like everybody else. The dude went to the finals last year and, you know, led the NBA in scoring. So it's just wild.
That's really getting out in front of it. And that's really taking some things on assuming a lot based on Luka's response and the farewell. It does sound like he wanted to spend his entire career in Dallas, but that's another story for another day. Casey, curious, the rest of this week until Thursday's deadline, how much more tradable does Vooch become? Or how much more necessary does it become to deal him now that Zach is gone? And what do you think the market will be, will intensify for either Io or Kobe White?
I mean, I've been saying all along, everybody's available. And I mean, there are certain people that they prefer not to trade, Modest being probably top of that list, but everybody is available. I have not heard much chatter on Kobe and Io. But I've certainly heard a lot of chatter on Nikola Vucevic, and I can tell you that he is, you know, fully prepared to be dealt if that is the case. You know, Lonzo, I know they're making calls on him. I mean, he is showing that he's healthy, and obviously his minutes limit going up to 28 helps, but I'm not sure how much you're going to get back for a guy who's going to be available this summer as an unrestricted free agent and has the injury history he does, but they're trying. And also, I mean, the other thing about Lonzo, remember, that makes it a little bit more difficult for him to trade is he's at a decent number. I mean, he's at $21 million. So they are trying to do more changes. And, you know, Arturis told us that. It was one of his first comments in media day. You know, we are not done making changes. And you've made one significant one with the Zach trade, and they're trying to do more. And we'll see where it plays out.
Just reading reports about Vooch, there's been talk that he's holding out for a first-round draft pick and that different teams are not coughing. Is he waiting for the last minute when things get very pressurized to either think they're going to go up or he's going to go down?
Or teams that have different targets don't get it done and moved as Vooch. I've always said the thing about Vooch that's a little bit difficult is there are a lot of centers that, you know, seemingly are on the market. I mean, Valanciunas in Washington. You hear different things on Robert Williams III in Portland being available. Same with Walker Kessler in Utah. who am I missing? Jakob Poeltl might be available for the right price. So, I mean, there's a long line of, you know, centers that may or may not be in play, and Vooch is, you know, one of those people. And then you also hear different things on the Warriors. Like, are they going to keep their powder dry for something this summer? Are they going to make a move out of desperation now to try to improve their team? It doesn't sound like they're in the Jimmy Butler sweepstakes. That's another domino that may or may not fall. So, you know, this is why the trade deadline is so crazy. All these teams have, like, six different balls in the air, six different scenarios in the air, and it takes, you know, two, sometimes three teams to line everything up. And, you know, we've been reporting that the Zach – I've been reporting, and others have been reporting that the Zach deal was unlikely because of his number, and it probably have to get involved in the Jimmy Butler sweepstakes. But the De'Aaron Fox situation presented a new opportunity, and you got to credit the Bulls for acting on that and getting in on that because, you know, with this new CBA, Zach's number is a hard number to move, and they were able to do it. And like I said, they are trying to do more, and we'll see how how it plays out between now and Thursday.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Casey, does the recent mini surge by Patrick Williams coming off the bench, being benched and then having played better since he has that happened, have any effect on his trade value, the teams maybe being interested, because that's such a big contract to move? You said everybody is in play. Would he be in play?
Everybody's in play. Everybody's in play, including Modest. I mean, again, there's certain guys they don't want to trade, but if the right trade presents itself and one guy's the casualty of that, so be it. I personally don't think Modest will be moved, and I'd be really surprised if Patrick was moved just because of the length of his deal. So, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's coming off the bench now that's got 4 years left after this one. And it's clearly showing that he may be better coming off the bench. So, you know, right now the Bulls have made one significant move. They're trying to make more significant moves with bigger numbers in Vooch and Lonzo. I would think that, you know, as far as the young players, they just kind of want to let the dust settle and start working to develop them. And, I mean, look, there's going to be a lot of opportunity moving forward because this is going to be a very different-looking roster the rest of this season and certainly at the start of next season. So, I expect Patrick Williams to be here past Thursday, but I also expected Zach LaVine to be here past Thursday, and that didn't happen. So that's why this stuff is fluid, and I'm not a general manager.
Everyone loves LeBron. Everyone loves the Lakers. Do they need a rim protector? Do you think that they'll make another move here?
That's why I think Vooch to the Lakers, while I was told it was dead last week, but now obviously with this trade, they need a center. I've been told that it's somewhat back in play now, but like that's exactly why I think Vooch to the Lakers is less likely, because I think they need a rim protector, and right. You know, Vooch is just not that. Now look, I've heard Clint Capella has been available, so can the Bulls get in on a three-team trade with Capella going to the Lakers and Vooch going to the Hawks? I mean, I'm just speculating. I'm not reporting that, so don't aggregate that, people. That's my own speculation. But what I will say is, you know, this is a crazy time of year, and the Luka trade just reminded everybody how crazy the NBA trade deadline week can be. That's going to be an all-timer for sure.
J.C. Johnson says that. So, okay, again, how does Rudy Gobert, when he gets traded, from get four first-round picks and a player and all the draft capital, and then Luka gets a 32-year-old big man with his best days behind him, and some other stuff, but I just that's not going to age. That's never going to age well, is it?
Donovan Mitchell too. I mean, I will say the different collective bargaining agreements. So that's, you got to first realize you're comparing apples to oranges there. But yeah, the days of the four first round picks, five first round picks of the Gobert Mitchell trades are gone under this new collective bargaining agreement. So, yeah, it's. And you know, that's a good other thing about the Bulls. You gotta with the Zach return, you gotta look at it like that. I mean, like, they not only control. I mean, I've heard people say like, oh, they could have controlled their first round pick this year just by being bad the rest of the year. Okay, well then the protections just shifted to 2026, and so you lose your 2026 pick, which is also considered a strong draft. This way, they've got all their first round picks, so you could say you could make a small argument that they've kind of, you know, required two first round picks in this trade technically. But I don't know, man. I'm tired, and we talk a lot about trades.
Yeah.
Good stuff though, Casey.
Great job, Casey, as always. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. Talk to you guys later. See ya.
It's Casey Johnson. I'm still trying to figure out.
It's dizzying. It is.
It doesn't make an ounce of sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. And it's going to be one of those things that you wonder how long the guy who made the trade is going to have a job.
Oh, yeah.
But what he said about Mark Cuban and this would not have happened if he was still the majority owner of the Mavs is very interesting.
Someone sent me a picture of like Cuban waking up looking like out of it. And Cuban wants to know what he did this weekend. I don't think it was him that did it.
It wasn't him.
But it was funny.
He would not have done this. The comp to Dirk Nowitzki is very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. 312-644-6767.
Stay tuned, because all week long we'll have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Outlaw Music Festival 2025, the 10th anniversary tour with Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, Sheryl Crow, Waxahachie, and Madeline Edwards. Wow, Alpine Valley Music Theater, Friday, September 19th. We'll give away a pair of tickets before we get out of here today.
Dylan's playing?
That's what the sheet says, sir.
It's the never-ending tour. Goes on. We've also got some new information. We are going to give you the exact record of both the Cubs and the White Sox, and you will be excited.
Can't wait.
Mully and Haw on the score.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.